Good afternoon and welcome into Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill, and we're excited to be bringing you Hillcats baseball coming up here momentarily as the Lynchburg Hillcats, sitting at 22-18, will look to bounce back after their heartbreaking loss last night to the Columbia Fireflies, who currently sit at 12-29. Last night we had ourselves a entertaining one all the way throughout. The Fireflies jumped out to an early 1-0 lead on the Eric Pena home run in the second inning. And the Hillcats just couldn't get anything going offensively. Their pitching was impressive all the way through, striking out 17 batters for the Fireflies, the second night in a row they've K'd down that many. And it wasn't until the bottom of the ninth when Isaiah Green would lead off the inning with a triple. He thought it was a home run right off the bat, and so he was jogging towards first, and when it finally hit the wall, that's when he kicked it into gear and cruised into third. He would score one batter later on the Jake Fox sacrifice fly to right field, and from there, the Hillcats just could not get another runner home. They came close there in the ninth as Luis Durango came around third with two outs and tried to beat the throw to the plate and slide underneath the tag, but was called out, and rightfully so on the slide. Then in the top of the 10th, the first play, the second pitch of the inning was a sacrifice bunt laid down by Rubendi Jaquez, and Trey Benton ranged over off the mound and fielded it cleanly, but then had to try to throw it off his back foot to get the runner out at first and sent it into right field, which allowed Carter Jensen to advance home on the throwing error. And then from then, in the bottom of the 10th, the Hillcats would get a runner on third, but could not bring him home, as a 10-pitch at-bat by Yordies Valdez was left to wonder as he was called out on a check swing by the umpire down at second base, which had some words from the Hillcats staff. But for right now, let's meet tonight's starters and the national anthem, so let's toss it down to Andre Vile.
Hillcats! In right field, number 17, Luis Durango. In center field, number 1, Jake Fox. In left field, number 22, Isaiah Green. At first base, number 6, Victor Blanchard. At second base, number 10, Yordies Valdez. At shortstop, number 8, Milan Tolentino. At third base, number 2, Diane Freya. Your catcher is number 13, Richard Potts. The designated hitter is number 34, Jorge Burgos. And your starting pitcher is number 44, Trenton Dennell. Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Joining us tonight, please welcome Lenny Hutton.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Lenny Hutton! Back inside Bank of the James Stadium on a nice Thursday evening. There is rain in the forecast later in the ball game, but for right now, there is no rain. The clouds are out, the lights are on, and we have baseball coming up momentarily. Trenton Denholm on the mound for the Hillcats this afternoon, and he will face a lineup that looks like this for the Fireflies. It's copy and paste from last night. Leading off the right fielder, number 15, River Town, batting second. The catcher, number 12, Omar Hernandez, batting third, the left fielder. Number 23, Darryl Collins, batting fourth, the designated hitter. Number 11, Carter Jensen. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 13, Rubendi Jaquez. And the hero from last night, if you want to put it that way, Eric Pena, the center fielder, batting sixth, the seventh person in the order. The shortstop, number 2, Daniel Vasquez. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 8, Enrique Valdez. And rounding out the starting 9, the second baseman, number 4, Omar Florentino. That'll be the lineup that Trenton Denholm will face, the 5'11 right-hander from El Dorado Hills, California. Fastball, changeup, curveball are the three pitches in his arsenal. He's making his 8th appearance of the season. He's gone 26 innings with a 1-2 ERA. Excuse me, a 1-2 win-loss record and a 6.58 ERA. 35 strikeouts and 15 walks on his record. In his last outing, he did struggle. He only went 3 innings, giving up 5 hits and 5 runs, all of them earned. 1 walk and 3 strikeouts on the road against Salem. The Hillcats would go on to win that one. In the top of the 9th, they had to claw their way back in when they fell behind early. Denholm looking for a better outing here this evening as we settle in for a long night of baseball. Stepping into the box now will be the right fielder, River Town, as the umpire signals out toward left field where the bullpen gate is still open. We'll wait on that to close before we have our first pitch. River Town broke up the no-hitter 2 nights ago, batting .238. Denholm into the motion. He fires, and a swinging strike to start the ball game. First pitch time, 6:33. Denholm ahead in the count, 0-1. And fisted off toward the third baseline. Frias backhands, off balance, throw to first, and they got him. 2 nights in a row where Dian Frias has made an incredible play over at third. It's time to get River Town to open up the ball game. 69 degrees at first pitch as well. Right now the rain scheduled to come in around 10 o'clock, so hopefully we can get this whole ball game in. Omar Hernandez now into the box. First pitch to him lined into right field for a base hit in between second and first. And so the Fireflies will have runner aboard here in the first inning. Hernandez was the first base runner yesterday in the first inning for the Fireflies. And does so again here this evening. This time via the single. That'll bring up Darryl Collins, the left fielder, with one aboard here in the top of the first. He'll take a strike over the heart of the plate. On the changeup, 79 miles an hour. Hernandez is a threat to steal over at first. The 0-1. Fouled back and out of play. Strike two. Collins last night had a double in the fourth inning. One of the three hits the Fireflies were able to record last night. Back-to-back nights where they were held to just three hits. The 0-2. Up high, ball one. On Tuesday night, the Hillcats held them to a three-hitter. But the result was different as the Hillcats scored seven runs in the first to win 9-1. 1-2 from Denholm, but first a pickoff move as Hernandez back with a dive. So in total, this series, Columbia has six hits, batting below 100 this series. The 1-2, the runner goes. Curveball, just missed the zone. Throw down a second wide, and a good job by Valdez to pick that before it goes into center field. And so Hernandez will now be in scoring position with one away on the stolen base. Fireflies are an aggressive base running team, as we saw yesterday. They are not afraid to run. 56 stolen bases on the year. 2-2. Runner holds, driven into right field, but hooking foul and out of play. Durango gave it a look. Count remains 2-2. Hillcats are actually near the bottom of the Carolina League when it comes to stolen bases, despite some of their aggressive base running that we've seen, trying to turn things into extra bases. The 2-2 lifted into right field. Durango ranges over, settles underneath it, and puts it away. The runner will try and tag. A strong throw from Durango is cut off by Tolentino, and so Hernandez will be at third with two away. That'll bring up Carter Jensen. Jensen last night, two strikeouts, but did score the winning run after he was placed on second to open up the 10th inning. First pitch to him. In there for a called strike. Runner on third, two away here in the top of the first. Hillcats trying to get out of it without allowing a run. The 0-1. Popped high in the air over toward third base. Frias calling it off just inside fair territory and puts it away for out number three. So, a short inning, but threats by the Fireflies. They come up empty. Hillcats will come to bat now, trying to take the early lead. We'll be right back with more Hillcats baseball right after this timeout.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, where the Hillcats and Fireflies are scoreless as we enter the bottom of the first inning, where Lewinder Avila will be on the mound to start tonight's ballgame. He's 3-3 with a 4.67 ERA. He will face this lineup from the Hillcats: Valdez, Fox, Burgos, Tolentino, Green, Frias, Blanchard, Haas, and Durango. Those will be the nine that Avila will face here this afternoon. Ortiz Valdez to lead off for the Hillcats. He was the final out in last night's ballgame. He takes a called strike on the outside corner, much to his disdain. He's down the count 0-1. Back into the motion already. This time up high, ball one. We saw last night the Fireflies trying to quick pitch the Hillcats. A 1-1. Healthy cut from Valdez in the dirt, 1-2. They were not fans of it, as Isaiah Green in the ninth inning proved it. The 1-2. Another swing on a ball in the dirt, and Valdez goes down on strikes to open up the ballgame. So Avila starting out strong here, retiring the first batter he faces. As Jake Fox will now step into the box. First pitch to him. In there for a called strike. He did have a base hit in the first inning of last night's game. Now the 0-1. Rounded off his foot and foul, 0-2. As we were saying, Isaiah Green last night, when he felt like he was being quick pitched, would step out of the box and then step in and would instantly step out again. The 0-2. Fouled off. He stays alive. And he did it about three times to get into the pitcher's head before jacking one to the wall for a leadoff triple. The 0-2, a pitch outside, ball one. Now the 1-2 from Avila. Breaking ball just misses below the zone. Avila thought he had him. But the count is now even at two apiece. Four-seam change-up curveball for Avila. The 2-2. Fouled back to the curtain. And Jake Fox putting a long at-bat here, trying to stay alive. Now the 2-2 on its way from the right-hander. Fastball inside, ball three. Payoff pitch here. Long pause in the middle of his motion. And it's up high for ball four. And after what he thought was strike three, he ended up walking him. Jake Fox will start ball game aboard. Last night in the first inning, he would steal second and third on consecutive pitches. So we'll see if they have him in motion here. As Jorge Burgos now into the box. Avila fires, and it's lined up the middle. A good play by Florentino to range over. Flip on to second, and fires over to third to first for out number three. So a 4-6-3 double play ends the inning, and Avila able to avoid any damage caused by that walk. We head to the second. Hillcats and Fireflies tied at zero.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg,
first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando al Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. Hillcats and Fireflies tied at zero after one full inning of play. Trenton Denholm back on the mound here. We'll face Rubendi Jaquez, Eric Pena, and Daniel Vasquez for the Fireflies. As Columbia trying to win their second game in a row. First pitch here to Jaquez. Catches the outside corner with a fastball for strike one. Denholm into the motion. Fires and it's fouled away. 0-2. Jaquez had the bunt that scored the game-winning RBI as he fights this one off into left field. Green takes a few steps forward and puts it away for out number one. That'll bring up Eric Pena, whose solo shot in the second inning was the only earned run of the night for Columbia. The only other run came on the sacrifice bunt throwing error. First pitch to him catches the outside corner for a called strike. Pena now up to four home runs on the season, the 0-1. Curveball way out in front, slaps it down the right field line, but foul. Looked like Pena was expecting a fastball there, and Denholm came with the curve. No balls, two strikes. Pitch from Denholm. Tries to get him fishing, but a little low, ball one. Now the 1-2. Low again, and this one caught a piece of Paz behind the dish. As I'm not sure where it hit him, but he's shaking off his hand and limping a little bit, so maybe right on the top of the foot. Or the side of the ankle. He's going to try and walk it off here as he's moving a bit gingerly. As Denholm came with the fastball. Oz will squat back down as the umpire will give him a second to breathe. Now the 2-2. Can't get the call on the curveball, and the count is now full. So Pena doing a good job to work the count here in his first at-bat. Now the 3-2. Cut on and missed, and Denholm picks up his first strikeout of the night. So two away here in the second. That'll bring up Daniel Vasquez. Adding 190 on the season. First pitch to him swinging with the fastball, 0-1. Denholm has started out every hitter he's faced with that fastball. The 0-1. Fouled back, 0-2. Hillcats wearing their green jerseys with teal lettering and white numerals with the white pants and navy blue hat. As Denholm with the two-strike pitch. Curveball almost rung him up there, but it's ball one. Fireflies wearing their all grays with the navy blue sleeves to make them look sleeveless. The 1-2. Grounded hard up the middle. Valdez ranges over behind second base, backhanded, and fires over towards first for out number three. Valdez with a nice play behind the bag at second. And the Fireflies go 1-2-3. Hillcats have their chance in the bottom half of the second. When we come back, don't go anywhere. More Hillcats baseball coming up after this.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnson, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, where the Hillcats and Fireflies are tied at zero. Once again, my name is Jason Prill, bringing you all the Hillcats action this season. As they sit half a game out of first place after dropping the game last night. Carolina picking up the victory over Kannapolis. They improved to 23-18. So with that one extra game played, they sit a half game above. That'll bring up Milan Tolentino to start the second inning for the Hillcats. The left-handed hitting shortstop has been one of the hottest hitters in the Carolina League. He sat out last night's ball game for precautionary reasons, and he already calls timeout. Not a fan of the quick pitch that the Fireflies have been rocking with here early on. Now Avila into the motion. That's a ball outside. Avila, a little frustrated with the fact that first pitch didn't count. The 1-0 fouled away on the fastball, 1-1. But that was the strategy of the Hillcats, as we mentioned, in the ninth inning of last night's ball game. The 1-1. Fouled away again, 1-2. And it worked. Got in their heads in the next pitch. Isaiah Green tripled to center. The 1-2. In the dirt. Ball 2. And you could argue that he would have had a chance to have an inside the park home run with his speed. He was jogging towards first because he thought he hit it out. But ended up having to stop at third. The 2-2. Fouled back again. And he'll stay alive. 2-2 on Tolentino. Now the pitch. Good off-speed ball in the dirt as Tolentino goes fishing at it and gets tagged out on his way down to first for out number one. That'll bring up Isaiah Green, who almost was the hero of last night's ball game when he scored the tying run in the bottom of the ninth. His first trip to the box now as Avila into the motion and down low for ball one. See if the Hillcats continue to use that tactic of stepping out on the quick pitch. Back into the motion Avila goes. And this one just a bit outside and high, 2-0. Fireflies going to the motion with 10 seconds on the pitch clock as this one catches the outside corner of the zone for strike one. Now the 2-1. Right at the belt, 2-2. Green has boosted his average to 256. He does lead the whole Guardians organization with four triples, the 2-2. A ground ball right in front of the mound. And it's a high chopper fielded by Avila. Throws on to first to retire Green. Green thought that might have been foul for a second. But it was in fair territory. And that's out number two. That'll bring up Dian Frias. who was the runner stranded at third to end last night's ball game. First pitch to him here, and he's way out in front of the breaking ball for strike one. He was sitting fastball all the way, and by the time he realized it was a breaking ball, he was three-quarters of the way through his swing, the 0-1. There he gets the fastball, and he catches the outside corner, and Frias gives him a little head nod saying, okay, okay, I see you. Now the two-strike pitch. In the dirt with the curveball, and the count is 1-2. Into the motion again. In the dirt again. 2-2. Frias batting 254. Trying to get aboard here with two away. The pitch. Cut on and missed for out number three, and Frias goes down swinging. The Hillcats go quietly here in the second. We head to the third. Score tied at zero. There's a lot more ball game left to go. We'll be right back after this. If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Tied Bank of the James Stadium, a scoreless ball game. As we head to the third inning, Trenton Denholm back on the mound after two quick innings. Trying to lower that ERA from 6.58. He's off to a good start here this evening. He'll face Valdez Florentino in town here in the third inning. Hillcats, their bats have been a lot quieter these past two ball games. And honestly, ever since that seven-run first inning, they've only scored three since then. In the last 15 innings, maybe 16 actually. First pitch here to Valdez, squares around a bunt. And he pulls it back, but it's on the outside corner for strike one. Righty on lefty matchup. As the 0-1 on its way. Healthy cut, 0-2. Denholm trying to find his second strikeout here. Goes into the motion again. Pounds the strike zone right by him for strike three. So Valdez goes down swinging for out number one. That'll bring up Omar Florentino. That's the second strikeout for Trenton Denholm. His 37th on the season. Covering right in that mix with some of the other Hillcats. As first pitch to Florentino in there with the fastball for strike one. Florentino batting 105 on the season. The 0-1. Another big swing on the breaking ball, 0-2. Now into the motion again. Two-strike pitch. Lined into center field, Fox drifts back on it and puts it away for out number two. That'll bring up Rivertown. Town grounded out to third on a great play by Dian Frias to open up the ball game. As Frias was ranging over toward the bag and from his back foot put enough on it to throw out Town. First pitch in the dirt. Ball one. Town has been one of the most consistent hitters for these Fireflies. 1-0. The changeup finds the zone, 1-1. Right now he's batting 238. 1-1. Grounded over towards second. Valdez picks it. Phillips on to first. For out number three. So another 1-2-3 inning for the Hillcats. They come up to bat. Scoreless ball game here in the third. We'll be right back after this timeout.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, Hillcats and Fireflies scoreless here in the bottom of the third. Lewinder Avila back on the mound for his third inning of work. He is a guy that typically gives you some depth, as he already has six decisions on the season in every one of his first six starts. Only in his last two did he record a no decision. Those against Augusta and Myrtle Beach. But he has gone five innings five times. A couple rough outings to open the year. Kept him below that five-inning mark. Otherwise, it's basically been solid starts. First pitch here to Planchart. Ripped into right field past the diving Florentino for a leadoff base hit. Victor Planchart finally picks up a hit in this series, as he had been struggling from the dish, returning back home. That'll bring up Richard Paz, the catcher here this evening. We saw head coach Omir Santos working with the catchers before tonight's ball game. Pitch to Paz. Just a bit low, ball one. As he was feeding them balls from short with the pitching machine. 1-0. Grounded over toward first. A short bounce by Jaquez. Throw into second for one. Back to first. Not in time as it bounces in and out of the glove of Avila. But I don't think they would have had him either way. So Planchart retired, round number one. That'll bring up Luis Durango. As I was saying, they were working on those short hops toward home on plays at the plate, where they have to pick the ball and then place the tag. All three of them were putting in work. First pitch now to Luis Durango. In there for a called strike. But there was also a fourth catcher down there with the guys, and that was Omir's son. Getting some action and getting some training from the guys on the ball club. The 0-1. Just a bit outside, 1-1. Taking after his father, who was a catcher in Major League Baseball for several years. Now the head coach of these Hillcats. The 1-1 to Durango. In the dirt, it squirts away. Paz trying to go down a second. The throw down is not in time as Paz slides underneath the tag. He's in there safely. Just barely, though. That'll be a ball in the dirt. And Richard Paz will now stand at second with one away. The Hillcats have a runner in scoring position. or Luis Durango. And I'm kind of shocked to see them shading him more toward the right side. He's typically been a slap hitter. The 2-1. Check swing. And the home plate umpire says he went around on the pitch inside, and it's 2-2. Official scoring says it's a wild pitch from Avila. Now the 2-2. Good job by Durango to fight that one off. And they'll reset. Hillcats would like to play from in front here and remove that pressure of trying to play from behind, which they've had several times in the past few ball games. The 2-2. Grounded over toward first, picked by Jaquez. He'll take himself to the bag for out number two. Jaquez fakes the throw over toward third to get Paz hopping back toward the bag. That'll bring up the top of the order as Yordis Valdez now steps in again. And if you talk to anyone in the ball club, they will say he went around on the check swing last night. There she wasn't with that, but it was with how the call was made. Breaking ball misses the zone for ball one. Their argument is when you're at second base in a 10-pitch at-bat and it's not ball four, let the guys figure it out for themselves. Don't ring them up. The 1-0. This one in there for a called strike, 1-1. Paz over at third with two away here in the third. The 1-1. Just missing outside, 2-1. Valdez struck out in the first. Leading off here yet again. 2-1. Lined into left field, dropping hard in front of Collins, but he ranges over and reaches down near his knee to put it away for out number three. So a well-struck ball by Valdez. He is retired for out number three, and the runner is stranded at third. As we head to the fourth, Hillcats and Fireflies tied at zero.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Happy birthday!
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as we have a scoreless ball game as we head to the fourth. Trenton Denholm pitching well here to open up the ball game. But he will face Omar Hernandez, Darryl Collins, and Carter Jensen here in this inning. As the Hillcats had a runner on third with two away, but could not bring them home. Both teams with only one hit so far. Hillcats were held to five last night. Fireflies had three. Just a rough offensive showing for both of these ball clubs, and that's nothing to take away from the pitchers in last night's contest. All of them pitched extremely well, especially Firefly starter last night, Shane Panzini, making his professional debut, going four innings and four strikeouts without a walk. Only one hit allowed as well, as Omar Hernandez will step into the box now. And the first pitch to him fakes a bunt, but it's in there for a strike, 0-1. Corners were playing deep, and Hernandez with some speed trying to get a base hit. Now the 0-1. Tries to go with the same spot, 1-1. as he just missed a little bit wider outside. Back into the motion. Curveball up above the head of Paz, and it squirts over his glove. 2-1. Driven to deep left field. Green ranging back with his back up against the wall. Puts it away for out number one. Hernandez gave that a drive, but just not enough on it. He's retired for out number one. That'll bring up Darryl Collins. He flew out to right field to move Hernandez over to third in the first. Come up with the bases empty. First pitch to him. Little low, ball one. Denholm, with 15 walks on the season, is tied for the team lead, the 1-0. Down low, 2-0. That has been his weak point this season, his command. As the 2-0 pitch, outside 3-0, he just has not been able to consistently find the strike zone. Now the 3-0, and he walked him right on cue. And I might have jinxed him there. But nevertheless, the Fireflies will have a runner aboard here in the fourth. That'll bring up Carter Jensen. Was the strikeout batter of the game. Every time he strikes out, discounted beer inside Bank of the James Stadium. Even here on Thirsty Thursday, good crowd on hand. First pitch to Jensen. Just missing again, ball one. Denholm comes set. Long pause, now fires. This one grounded right back to him. A good pick. Throw to second for one. Over to first. Double play! A 1-6-3 double play. A great job by Denholm to get his glove down. And then an even better job to turn around and fire. Have the awareness and the accuracy to hit Tolentino right in the chest. He then fired on to first with a double play. So the walk does not hurt the Hillcats. We head to the bottom of the fourth in a tie ball game. Don't go anywhere. More Hillcats baseball coming up after this.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Become a Hillcat season ticket member and never miss out on the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trenton Denholm, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Trenton Denholm pitching well through his four innings of work as Lewinder Avila trying to match him inning for inning and out for out. He's back out there at the fourth. Hillcats and Fireflies scoreless right now as each team only has one base hit. It's been tough going for these offenses the past two games, and if you're the Fireflies, this whole series. The Hillcats love to break something open here in the fourth inning. Jake Fox now into the box. First pitch from Avinder. Avila. Lewinder Avila. Already into the motion. 1-0. Lined into right field. Giving chase is Collins. And an over-the-shoulder grab for out number one. one of the things I'm noticing here, and what may be playing into the Hillcats' lack of success, is the outfielders are playing rather shallow, as they understand that this is not a power-hitting team. The first pitch to Jorge Burgos in there for a called strike. Hillcats last in the Carolina League with home runs. The 0-1 upstairs, 1-1. And we've talked about it all season long, but the line drive swings for the Hillcats has paid off dividends as the 1-1 catches the zone, 1-2. But the Fireflies trying to do everything they can to make sure the ball does not bounce in front of them by keeping everybody in. 1-2. Hard breaking ball inside, 2-2. So there's not a lot of room to try to drop one in unless you hit it into the gaps. And you can run for miles. The 2-2. Reached for it and slaps it out to center. Pena backpedals and puts it away for out number two. That'll bring up Milan Tolentino. Tolentino struck out back in the second. Still batting 380 on the season. He swings at the first pitch, grounded over towards second. Florentino off his back foot. Gets him for out number three. So another 1-2-3 inning for the Fireflies. We head to the fifth, a scoreless ball game. Be right back after this timeout.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, where it's a scoreless ball game in the fifth inning. You heard that right. The fifth inning. We haven't even hit an hour as far as game time is concerned, and we are starting the fifth inning. It has been that quick. The Hillcats do have one game already on the season that went less than 2 hours. And at the pace they're going right now, it could finish in an hour and a half, and I don't want to jinx it, but they're trying to beat the weather that's coming in later this evening. Jaquez, Pena, and Vasquez do up for the Fireflies, here to start the fifth. First pitch from Denholm, a little dribbler right back to him, hops on it, and fires on to first for out number one. Denholm hasn't even made 50 pitches yet. That'll bring up Eric Pena. He struck out in his first trip to the dish. He takes a pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Firefly is really trying to attack Denholm, but just haven't been able to find any holes. The 0-1. Healthy cut on the fastball. Swung above it. 0-2. The 0-2 now. Swung on and missed again. And Pena down on strikes for the second time this afternoon. That'll bring up Daniel Vasquez. Vasquez grounded out to second. in the second inning. This time he fouls it back to the screen, 0-1. Scoreless ball game here in the fifth inning. Both teams with one hit, the 0-1. Fouled back, 0-2. Denholm pitching about as well as we've seen all season long. And it's been really three great starts from Hillcats pitching so far this series. The 0-2 just a bit high, 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch. Check swing a little bit high, and the appeal down to first, and they say he did not go around, 2-2. Denholm into the motion, the 2-2. Swung on and missed, and Denholm got him swinging. That's the fourth strikeout for the right-hander through five innings. We head to the bottom half. Hillcats and Fireflies scoreless. We'll be right back after this. Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999. Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pelle, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, a scoreless ball game here in the bottom half of the fifth. Lewinder Avila back on the mound for his fifth inning of work. He's been pitching very well. Three strikeouts on the day, only allowing the one hit. On a single to Victor Planchart. That'll bring up Isaiah Green. Green grounded out to the pitcher in his last trip to the dish. It was a high chopper out in front of home plate. First pitch to him here. Breaking ball that finds the zone for strike one. The 0-1 now. Foul tipped and right into the chest of Hernandez behind the dish, 0-2. Avila into the motion. Tries to wrap around the curveball, but doesn't get the call, 1-2. Into the motion again. Grounded up the middle. And a nice pick by Vasquez, throw into first, and they got him! A spitting throw by Vasquez to beat Green, who was hustling down the line, and that was as close as it gets. Green retired for out number one. That'll bring up Dion Frias. He struck out back in the second. Takes up and away for ball one. You're in the fifth. It's a tough play for Vasquez as he ranged behind the second base bag, the 1-0. Outside ball two. And then had to backhand it. And just barely got it in his glove and then spun and fired on a dart. 2-0. Healthy cut from Frias. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Just a bit outside. Count is 3-1. Frias, 254 on the year. No home runs, 8 RBIs. I'd like to change those last two numbers to 3-1. Grounded softly over to first. scooped by Jaquez, and he takes it himself. Out number two. Now Victor Planchart into the box. He had the only base hit of the night for the Hillcats. A sharply hit ground ball between first and second. He awaits the first pitch, which he takes a healthy cut at for strike one. 90 miles an hour on the fastball for Avila. The 0-1. Sweeping curve, just misses low, ball one. Avila already into the motion. Up high, 2-1. Wasting no time as soon as he gets the ball in a lot of these, especially after a strike. Now he takes his time before stepping on. The pitch clock had only gone off 3 seconds before that last one, the 2-1. Planchart tries to fight it off down the third baseline, and a leaping grab by Valdez out in shallow left field to retire the first baseman. Well, we still have yet to hit an hour, and we head to the sixth. Hillcats and Fireflies tied at zero. We'll be right back after this.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer?
To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now back to the field, here's Jason Prill.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as Trenton Denholm's day is done, as we're getting our first look again at Rennie Ardiles. He has not pitched since May 5th versus Fredericksburg. He's been out with an injury, but he takes to the mound here this evening. That'll close the book on Trenton Denholm, as his numbers, he goes 5 innings of one-hit baseball, no runs, only 1 walk and 4 strikeouts. Now it'll be up to Rennie Ardiles. He'll face Enrique Valdez, Omar Florentino, and Rivertown here in the sixth. Ardiles making his 6th appearance of the season in 16 innings. A 1-2 record with a 6.06 ERA, 14 strikeouts, 15 walks. Valdez thought about bunting as the pitch is outside for a ball. Ardiles, command has been his issue here this season. As we mentioned, those 15 walks, the 1-0. Now the square around a bunt, and it's behind home plate, and Paz just could not get there in time, 1-1. Valdez struck out back in the third inning, trying to reach first here with Planchart playing well behind the bag. The 1-1. Now he comes swinging, but comes up empty, 1-2. Ardiles, in his last appearance, went 3 innings of 4-hit baseball. As the 1-2 on its way outside, ball two. Gave up 5 runs, only 3 of them were earned. 5 walks, no strikeouts, though. And that's where the concern lies, especially in a scoreless ball game like this one. The 2-2. Popped high into left field. Green ranges over into the gap and puts it away for out number one. That'll bring up Omar Florentino. Laurentino flew out in the third. Did not record a hit in last night's game or the night before. Still looking for that first base hit of the series. Takes a look at a ball outside, just off the plate, 1-0. Now the 1-0. In the dirt, 2-0. Ardiles stands at 6 foot 190 from the Dominican Republic. The 2-0. Rounded over toward first. A backhanded stop by Planchard. He'll have to flip to Ardiles, who ranged over to cover the bag. And a good job there by Planchard to keep it in front. And by Ardiles to hustle over to the bag to beat Florentino. That was a close play as Florentino hustling down the line. Now there's two away for the top of the order. Rivertown 0 for 2. Skies this one into shallow center field. Charging hard on it is Jake Fox. And he puts it away for out number 3. So a quick inning for Ardiles to build some confidence for him. And that's the end of the 6th for the Fireflies. We head to the bottom half. Score tied at 0 in dueling one hitters. We'll be right back after this timeout. Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Jason Prill here inside Bank of the James Stadium. Hillcats and Fireflies scoreless as we head to the bottom half of the 6th inning. It'll be Paz, Durango, and Valdez due up for Lynchburg. Make sure to tune into the action all season long, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or MILB.TV, where you can save $10 off of your yearly subscription by using the promo code HILLCATS. If you have not come out to see a game inside the stadium, we would encourage you to do so. First pitch to Paz, grounded hard down the first baseline. Just foul over the bag. 0-1. Tickets still available for the rest of the series. First Responders Day this weekend. As the 0-1 pitch on its way. Down low, 1-1. Next week, Carolina is in town for a battle of first place. 1-1, rounded in the dugout. 1-2, or what we at least will hope be a battle of first place, is Carolina half game ahead of the Hillcats. The 1-2. Punched into left field. Collins in the perfect position for it. Gloves it for out number 1. This will be the longest outing for a Fireflies pitcher this season. If Avila can get one more out. He's already gone 5 1/3. First pitch here to Durango. He squares around a bunt and offered at it. And a fastball down low for strike 1. Avila into the motion. And it's slapped in between third and short. Gloved on the backhand. Throw over to first. Not in time as the speedy Durango able to hustle that one out. Tough play there for Vasquez as Valdez knocked it down. And Vasquez had a backhand and glove it over toward first. But it's hard when you have a guy like Durango, so that'll be an infield single for the Hillcats. Yordis Valdez now into the box. Only the third hit of the ball game for these two teams combined. Yordis Valdez, infield in double play depth. Runner goes, pitches in the zone, throw down to second, not nearly in time and into center field as Durango had a great jump and will now stand in scoring position with one away. That's his 11th stolen base of the season. Leads the team. As there is an arm warming up in the Fireflies bullpen. He just started warming up this inning. The 0-1. Healthy cut from Valdez. Foul tipped into the glove, 0-2. Now the two-strike pitch. Durango goes to third, check swing, and they'll say he went around. Durango in there on the stolen base as Hernandez could not pick the ball. Now there's two away and a runner on third. So Jake Fox will look to try to bring home that run with two away. He walked back in the first. And then lined out to left back in the fourth, and he had a smile on his face, knowing that he made good contact. First pitch just misses for ball one. Fox batting .246 with one home run, 18 RBIs. The 1-0. Same spot, looked even a little more inside, and they called that one a strike, and Fox was not a fan. Runner on third, two away here in the bottom of the sixth. The 1-1, breaking ball in the dirt, ball two. Hillcats trying to score the first run of the ball game and take the lead. The 2-1, curveball catches the zone, 2-2. Avila already has the season-high longest start for the Fireflies. He's now gone 5 2/3, trying to make that six even. The 2-2. And right on the corner of the zone, everybody motioned toward the dugout, but the umpire having enough of it, and he points to the bullpen and says it was a little low. Tough to say from my vantage point, but I thought that was strike three. The payoff pitch. Fought off into left field, leaping grab by the shortstop for out number three. Another great defensive play from Vasquez to retire Fox. The Hillcats leave a runner stranded at third. And we have some benches clearing right here as some pushing and shoving going on down the first base line. And the umpire's trying to get in there. They'll back away and let the teams deal with it. Durango came over and got a little heated as some words were said to Jake Fox as he lined out. And all the benches have cleared. Durango being held back as head coach Omer Santos in the middle, along with Tony Pena Jr. And Santos is sending his guys back to the dugout. Some words still being had. A baseball now comes in. And the umpires trying to push them back. A lot of words still being had here as the umpires will try to short this all the way through. There was a shove as Jake Fox walks back to the dugout with a smile. He had already removed himself from the scuffle. Some words had been said, but then Durango came over, got in the face of somebody, and he was the guy who got shoved. When the bats just aren't hitting, things like that tend to happen. Well, after all that action, the umpires will sort it out and we'll go to the seventh. We'll be right back after this.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando a Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
It's only game three of the series, and only game three of the all-time series, and these two teams already have some bad blood as the benches cleared in between innings. No ejections from the umpires, as just a lot of mouthing off. One shove, but nothing too violent. And so umpires say to play on. Renny Ardiles back out here, Yuri Hervacio now, as this pitch in there for a called strike. I was trying to sort out everything in between innings, figure out what exactly started it, and I missed the pitching change. Hervacio ahead 0-1, throws this one in the dirt for ball one. So Renny Ardiles goes one inning after returning from injury and sets them down in order. Now the 1-1. Good breaking ball has Hernandez out in front, 1-2. Now the two-strike pitch. Fastball popped up behind the dish. Paz giving a look, but it goes into the sky boxes up above. It'll be interesting to see if this bleeds over into the remainder of this game or any of the games this series, the 1-2. Cut on and missed. For strike three. We have the first strikeout of the night for Hervacio. Hervacio making his 10th appearance, 14 innings, 2-0 on the year, an 8.16 ERA. First pitch here to Collins in there for a called strike. Does have 19 strikeouts with 12 walks. The 0-1. Foul tip back to the screen, 0-2. Collins walked back in the fourth inning. That was the only time he reached base here tonight. The 0-2. Foul tipped again back to the netting, and we'll reset. The 0-2. Grounded harshly foul past the first base bag. He stays alive. Collins has put together a couple good at-bats. Now the 0-2. Foul tipped in and out of the glove of Paz. He continues to battle here. The 0-2. Curveball lined into right field. That'll drop in fair territory and roll into the corner. Collins around first. He'll head into second with the stand-up double with one away here in the seventh. Scoreless ball game here in the seventh. Carter Jensen now into the box. As Servacio trying to avoid giving up that first run of the ball game here in the seventh inning. Servacio fires. Just misses the outside corner for ball one. Runner at second, one away. Little Cats and Fireflies battling here. The 1-0. This one driven into right field. Durango ranges over, and he puts it away. The runner will try and tag, but he'll think twice. Throw to second! Not in time! Tolentino livid at second, as that looked like he had gloved it and tagged the runner before he got back to the bag. And Omir Santos on the top step screaming at the second base umpire as Daryl Collins had taken off toward third and then was thinking twice about it when the throw came in. Tolentino did a great job of trying to tag him out. He was the cutoff man. Jaquez into the box, takes a healthy cut for strike one. It's rare you see Omir Santos that angry. He was screaming from the top step. The 0-1. Grounded foul, 0-2. We didn't think the Hillcats wanted this one. In the last 10 minutes, we've had a benches clearing scuffle and an argument from the manager. Two-strike pitch with two away here in the seventh. Lined into left field, but sleeping snag by Frias. As that one, he had to reach behind him to grab that one. Otherwise, that would have scored a run. So another great play by Frias at third. And the inning is over. Seventh inning stretch here, tied at zero. We'll be right back after this timeout. If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today. Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnston, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
So Lewinder Avila's day is done. He goes six innings, only allowing two hits, no runs. One walk and four strikeouts. As the Fireflies will now trot out Marlon Willis, the left-handed pitcher. Stands at 6'4", 190 from Georgia. State of Georgia, that is. He does not have a decision yet on the season. A 3.63 ERA. No saves, but he does have a hold. He's trying to keep this game scoreless as he comes on in the bottom half of the seventh inning. He will face Jorge Burgos, Milan Tolentino, and Isaiah Green. Both teams looking to try to break the scoreless tie. That was the last time the Hillcats were up. The inning ended in a benches clearing trash talking match. We'll leave it at that. First pitch now to Burgos. He comes out swinging, foul tipped for strike one. Willis comes set. Now fires the 0-1. Down low, 1-1. The 1-1 to Burgos. Good pitch there as it catches the outside corner. Looked like the two-seamer. 1-2. Now the 1-2. Pitches outside for ball two. The count is even as Burgos trying to get aboard here to lead off the seventh. The 2-2. Foul tipped in and out of the glove, and he stays alive. Burgos 0 for 2 on the day, grounded into a inning-ending double play in the first. Now they'll try again with the 2-2. Outside, and the count goes full. Willis was selected out of high school after he had already committed to Georgia State to join the Royals organization. 3-2. Hang it. Slider as it grounds it over towards second and is retired for out number one. So Burgos set down here to start the seventh. That'll bring up Milan Tolentino. ...1,078 the announced attendance here tonight at Bank of the James Stadium. Another good crowd on hand for Thirsty Thursday. First pitch to Tolentino. Up and in, and it drilled him in the shoulder. Was an off-speed pitch, so nothing malicious. And so Tolentino will reach first after being hit. It'll bring up Isaiah Green, 0 for 2 on the day, but that's been basically the story for most of these hitters. Only two hits for both ball clubs. Tolentino leads off first. As Green swings at his first pitch, 0-1. The hit and run was on as Tolentino had broke for second. He is a threat to steal, has eight of them on the season. The 0-1 to Isaiah Green. He holds as the pitch is outside for ball one. Willis comes set, now fires. Missing again, down and away, 2-1. In his last outing, Willis went 3 1/3 with one hit, allowing one run, two walks, and seven strikeouts. Now the 2-1. But first a pickoff move over toward first. Tolentino back with a dive. Now the 2-1. Inside, it almost hit him again. And the count is 3-1. So a good hitter's count now for Isaiah Green as he tries to advance this runner over and put the Hillcats in scoring position. 3-1. Down low, and he walked him. And now the Hillcats have runners on first and second with one away here in the seventh. Dion Frias now. As we get a visit to the mound here as Coach John Habian makes the slow walk out there. Nobody really getting warm yet in the Fireflies bullpen. A couple guys standing and stretching. This is Willis's jam to get out of. For the most part, Willis has pitched really well in his last five outings, only allowing the one earned run in that game against Myrtle Beach last week. As Frias now into the box. He will bat from the right-hand side. He is a switch hitter. But we've seen him bat from the left-hand side all this evening. Now the first pitch from Willis. Outside, ball one. So Frias trying to give the Hillcats the lead here in the seventh. Scoreless game. Dueling two hitters. The 1-0. Inside, ball two. So Frias showing some patience here. As the Hillcats, who lead the Carolina League in walks, only have two this evening. 2-0. Down low, 3-0. So Frias, my assumption here would be he's going to be taking all the way. Bases are loaded. Planchart would be on deck. This one inside, and he walked him on four pitches. And so Victor Planchart will step into the box now with the bases loaded. And now we have some action really starting to pick up in the Fireflies bullpen. Hernandez will go out to talk to his left-hander. As Victor Planchart now will try to pick up a base hit. He singled back in the third. But in this situation, a walk is as good as a hit. Bases loaded, one away here in the bottom of the seventh. 0-0 tie between the Fireflies and Hillcats. First pitch to Planchart. Catches the inside corner with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball for strike one. Willis comes set. Now fires. Sky high pop-up in the infield. Planchart throws his bat down in disgust and ranging over, making the catch barely, was Jaquez, the first baseman, over on the third base side. So it'll be up to Richard Paz now with the bases loaded. Paz is 0-for-2 on the day. 0-for-1, as he did reach on a fielder's choice back in the third. Let's pitch outside for a ball. Bases loaded, two away. Bottom of the seventh inning. Hillcats trying to take the lead here. The 1-0. Outside again, 2-0. So Willis has been trying to paint the corners here. Just a little bit wide. As he now comes set for the 2-0. Check swing down low, appeal down to second. They say he did not go, and the count is now 3 balls and no strikes. So Paz will probably be taking all the way here. He reaches first, a run will score. 3-0. Paints the outside corner this time, 3-1. If I'm Paz, I'd make him throw me another one. Wait for your perfect pitch. The 3-1. Lined into center field, dropping hard, giving chase is Pena. Diving play for out number 3. Great job from Eric Pena. As that one was dropping in a hurry, as Richard Paz had slapped it into left center field, and Pena with the diving play to end the threat. Hillcats leave them loaded. We head to the eighth in a scoreless ball game. We'll be right back after this timeout.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, scoreless ball game as we head to the eighth inning. Both of these teams struggling to score a run here in these past two ball games. Yesterday was 2-1, and today we are scoreless in the eighth. Yuri Hervacio on the mound now for his second inning of relief. He left a runner stranded in scoring position in the top of the seventh. As he will now face Eric Pena, who made the diving grab in center field to prevent a run from scoring with two away in the bottom half of last inning. Takes the ball outside. And again, 2-0. Hervacio trying to hold this game right where it is, tied at zero. Pulls the string on that one, had him way out in front, 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch. Catches the outside corner with a fastball, 2-2. Hervacio already into the motion. It's grounded right over the bag. It hits the top of the bag. Good job by Planchart to stick with it and then hustles down to beat Pena to the bag. That'll bring up Daniel Vasquez. 0-2 on the day. Struck out in his last at-bat in the fifth. First pitch to him here. Well in front of home plate for ball one. That one got a piece of Paz on the way by. The 0-1. Excuse me, the 1-0. Outside, 2-0. Now the 2-0. Healthy cut again, 2-1. Hervacio. Into the motion. Now fires as it's fouled away, 2-2. Vasquez struck out four times last night. Two times the night before, takes inside, and the count goes full. His strikeout numbers have piled up in this series. Payoff pitch. Fouled away and he stays alive. One away here in the top of the eighth. 3-2 pitch. In the dirt and he walked him. That'll be the first walk issued by Hervacio. Only the second issued by the Hillcats. That'll bring up Enrique Valdez. 0-2 as well. Runner on first, one away. Breaking ball catches the top of the zone for strike one. Urbacio takes a look over at first, now fires. This one skied foul behind the dish, 0-2. Now the two-strike pitch. Cut on and missed, and he got him fishing. Strike number three. That'll be his second strikeout of the afternoon as Omar Florentino now steps in. With two away here in the top of the eighth. This one finds the inside corner for strike one. Vasquez over at first as the 0-1 comes in from Hervasio. Tries to go with the breaking ball, and it's up and away, ball one. Hervasio comes set. Now fires. Runner goes, and the pitch is swung on and fouled off, 1-2. The Hillcats one strike away from getting out of the eighth and keeping this a scoreless ball game. The pitch. Rounded over toward third, just foul. Would have been a tough play for Frias had that stayed fair. Very similar to what he would have faced in the first inning, in the first batter of the game. One ball, two strikes. Florentino awaits the pitch and now swings through it for strike number three. So eight scoreless innings for the Hillcats as we head to the bottom half. Score tied at zero. Be right back after this.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill here on a thirsty Thursday in the ballpark. Marlon Willis back out here for the bottom half of the eighth inning. As this game remains scoreless, no runs, two hits. No errors for the Fireflies. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Hillcats. The scoreboard could not look any more similar. A lot of zeros up on that board. It'll be Durango, Valdez, and Fox here in the eighth to try to break the scoreless tie. The clouds that were here earlier that looked like rain are still hovering up above our head, but no rain in the forecast for a couple more hours. But this is Lynchburg, Virginia, so anything could happen. Durango into the box now to try and lead off this inning. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Willis worked himself in and out of a jam back in the seventh. Now fires a pitch just outside, 1-1. Loaded the bases after hitting Tolentino And then walking the next two Hillcats and was able to get out of it with two consecutive outs. A 1-1. Down low, 2-1. Now granted, he was helped out by a great diving play in center by Pena. Two balls, one strike. Down and away. It's 3-1. Durango, a speedster, would love to get on base here. He had a stolen base back in the sixth after he singled. 3-1. Outside ball four, and Durango leads off the inning with a walk. So good patient at bat here. That's been the staple of these later innings for the Hillcats today, as the top of the order will now come up. As Yordis Valdez, 0-for-3 with two strikeouts, will bat from the right-hand side. Durango takes his lead off first. And a pickoff move, almost thrown away. Jaquez had to dive for it to keep that from going to the wall. Willis now comes set. And comes home. Oh, no, he picks over toward first. But, yeah, just like I thought, I knew I saw something wrong. That's a balk. My eyes don't fool me that many times in a game. So Durango will go down to second as Willis made a motion toward home with his leg, and then came off the rubber and threw to first. And now Tony Pena Jr. out to talk to the umpire who made the call. But from my vantage point, I'll agree with him. As it stands right now, runner in scoring position, nobody away here, and still yet to see our first pitch to Yordis Valdez. As this is a long conversation. Tony Pena Jr. Now the home plate umpire will try to come in and intervene as he says his final parting words and heads back to the dugout. Runner on second, nobody out here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Hillcats trying to get back onto the winning track after losing last night's ball game. 2-1 in extras. First pitch to Valdez. He squares around, pulls back as the pitch is high for ball one. Those hardcore scoreboard watchers, Carolina and Kannapolis, currently tied in the bottom of the fourth. That game scoreless as well. The 1-0 squares around again inside, almost nicked him, and it's 2-0. First baseman was charging hard in Jaquez, so if you were to give him a little bit of a push bunt, he'd have a tough play as it might squirt past him, and you can reach for a base hit. Now the 2-0, pickoff move to second, the throw down, not in time as Durango back with a dive. That was a close one as Vasquez snuck in behind the runner, and a good turn from Willis almost caught Durango flat-footed. Now the 2-0. No bunt this time, slapped into right field, dropping hard but foul. That one was hooking away from outfielder River Town, and it just landed about a foot and a half wide of the right field line. Durango now having some words with the third baseman, Valdez, as he heads back to second. Durango was in the center of that scuffle in between innings two innings ago. 2-1. Runner goes, and it swung on and blooped into right center field. Charging hard as Town. It drops in front of him! and it gets past him. Durango will have to hold. He's going to go now. The throw comes into second. The Hillcats take the lead. The Fireflies had no clue that Durango had held up at third. And then when the throw came into second, he took off toward home to take the lead. Great hustle play by Yordis Valdez. He stands at second. And the Hillcats have a 1-0 lead here in the eighth inning. Jake Fox now at the dish. Catches the inside corner for strike one. The 0-1 pitch to Fox, and a pickoff move over towards second. No throw. That'll be the first step off of the at-bat for Willis. The 0-1 in there for a called strike, 1-1. So Valdez right now, Hillcat hero in the eighth, as he blooped that one into right field. Now the 0-2. Rung him up. Jake Fox, not a fan of that call. Just now leaves the box and has some words for the home plate umpire on his way back to the dugout. So there's one away. That'll bring up Jorge Burgos. Durango was off on the pitch. And the softly hit bloop single had him freeze. Thought he might have to go back. His pitch up high to Burgos for ball one. And when it dropped, he stood on third, and he saw the ball get by him. O'Meara was still holding him. He blew right through it. The 1-0. Catches the outside corner with a two-seam fastball, 1-1. Now the 1-1, the runner fakes toward third. Healthy cut from Burgos, strike two. Now the 1-2 pitch. Valdez dancing off second. Long hold, now firing. Outside, ball two. Count is even, two apiece. Now the 2-2. Outside again. The count goes full. There is an arm warming up in the Fireflies bullpen. As Willis has already allowed a run here in this inning. Payoff pitch to Burgos. Outside, ball four. He lost him. That'll be the second walk of the inning for the Hillcats. And now here comes Tony Pena Jr. He's seen enough here as Willis has walked four hitters, not including the hit by pitch. We will get a pitching change here in the bottom half of the eighth. Hillcats now lead 1-0. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats now have a 1-0 lead here in the eighth inning. Pitching change going on right now as John McMillan will take over for Marlon Willis, who ends his day on the hook for the loss and the runner on second. He goes an inning and a third, gives up one hit, and right now one run. But he had four walks and one strikeout, and that's the number right there that told the tale of his outing. Walked the bases loaded in the seventh, and then walked two here in the eighth, and one of them came all the way around to score, and the other one stands at first base right now with one away. Hillcats have a chance to do some more damage here before the inning ends. It'll be Milan Tolentino at the dish when the inning resumes. As Yordies Valdez stands at second, and Jorge Burgos stands over at first. Hillcats would like to add that extra insurance run before heading to the ninth. First pitch here from McMillan. Down low, ball one. This umpire has not given that low strike at all here this evening as the catcher steps out in front of home plate to give some signals to the infielders. Infield playing double play depth straight away. Now the 1-0. Catches the outside corner with the fastball, 1-1. McMillan trying to work out of a jam here. Keep it a one-run game. The 1-1. Cut on and missed for strike two. So two on, one away here. The 1-2 pitch up coming to Tolentino. Trying to add on a few insurance runs. Looped into left center field. That'll drop for a base hit. Around third comes Valdez. Burgos will head into third standing. And Tolentino cruises into second. 2-0 lead for the Hillcats. As another runner comes home. The Hillcats have added on that much-needed insurance run, and they're still threatening with only one away. Isaiah Green now into the box. Infield pulled all the way in to try to cut off that runner at the dish. First pitch to Green. Misses inside. Ball one. Now the 1-0. In there for a called strike. Green had the triple in the bottom half of the ninth. That led to the Hillcats' only run. Now the 1-1 from McMillan. Down low, ball two. There's a soccer game going on next door. I'm seeing a flash of light coming from over there, but it's just the screen changing. The 2-1. Healthy cut from Green, swinging for the fences, 2-2. Two-two pitch. Fouled away, and he stays alive. Two on, one away. Both runners in scoring position here in the bottom half of the eighth. Already two runs in for the Hillcats. 2-2. Outside, ball three. And McMillan tried to get him to chase route number two, but now the count runs full. Payoff pitch from McMillan. The infield in. Up high, ball four. And the bases are loaded. That's the third walk of the inning. And one of the keys to the game that I recorded inside the stadium was to be more patient at the dish. That's exactly what the Hillcats have done here in the eighth inning, even the seventh as well, as another trip to the mound from John Habian, as this one could get out of hand here very quickly and be out of reach for the Fireflies, who are currently being held to two hits. They only had three hits the past two nights. Three hits in each game, that is. Tonight, being held at two. Both McMillan cannot get out of this here. Could be dooming for the Fireflies. Kannapolis and Carolina still scoreless in the top of the fifth. As Dion Frias now to the dish. First pitch to him. Outside, ball one. The infield now pulled back into double play depth. And the 1-0. Catches the top part of the zone. Frias not a fan for strike one. He turns and has some words for the home plate umpire. Now we'll step back into the box. One away here. Bases loaded. Second time tonight for the Hillcats. 1-1. Healthy cut. And Frias is behind in the count. 1-2. Last time the Hillcats had the bases loaded was last inning, and Plantchard and Paz both were retired to end the inning to leave everyone stranded. 1-2. Missing low, and the count is even at two. Now the 2-2. Missing again down low, and the count runs full. For the Fireflies, you want this inning over as quickly as possible. Payoff pitch with the bases loaded. Lined into deep right field. That one hooking toward the corner, and that'll get off the wall. One run is in. Tolentino around third, slide at the dish, safe! The tag was not in time! Dion Frias with a double to break this one wide open!